Aircheckdownloads.com.
Produced by Morris White of Earth, Wind and Fire. The Emotions, originally called the Hutchinson Sunbeams.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, it's genuinely true. Anyway, and that's first up for Drive Time from Greatest Hits Radio. Hope you had a fine weekend. Did you have a fine weekend?
Yeah, I had a pretty good weekend. You?
It was pretty good, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
But you actually went to the football.
I did, yes. And what a great game it was as well, unless you were a Watford fan. So, yeah.
Anyway, it's another fantastic week of Drive Time right here. Our album of the week is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the big October release as far as we're concerned for this week. Our teacher feature is there. It's up and running. It's ready for you. We're looking for, as I remember, language teachers.
Yes.
Plus school nurses, I think.
Correct.
We suggested that. Yep. We hadn't had many of those. So we would love to hear from you. 61054, you start your message with Simon. You want your teachers etched in gold? You can email Simon at greatesthitsradio.co.uk. The Drive Time drama, I mean, it's the one, it's the bubbles in the bath one. It's still there. You've had the weekend to think about it. A confession this afternoon is called How Could His Parents Have Lied? I think that's the title anyway.
Right.
If I can remember. Splendid Big 45, Three Steps to Seven. Finally, our big flourish at the end of the programme, the UK singles chart from April 1990. Plus, on the half hour, Matt chips in with all the sport, and here's the pun he's been working on.
Okay, they fought the law, and now the law's won. England fans have been banned from Wembley after the crowd trouble that marred the Euros final.
All right, that's the very latest, and we're bringing it to you all between now and 7 o'clock. Who could possibly ask for more? 1979 for Crusaders, with an uncredited performance by Randy Crawford, which seems incredible, really. Should we mention Randy Crawford? No, let's just say it's the Crusaders. Street Life 1979, Love of the Common People, Paul Young. Teacher feature then, we need to know all the teachers that need to be included, and we need to know it now. On the text, 61054. First word is Simon, teacher feature on the way.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Across the UK.
This is Greatest Hits Radio. Sound like this.
What if one day it would be acceptable to come in, put on the Joshua Tree, and just let it play all the way, just from start track one, and then let it go all the way through to the end?
I mean, it would set something of a precedent, that. Because if that's happening, I'm bringing in Back in Black by AC/DC, and we'll see how we look.
All right, well, maybe that's not going to be happening anytime soon. That's you two, part of Drive Time on Greatest Hits Radio. Here we go with our teacher feature. Thank you for these. Catherine Hines, Simon, I've previously wanted to recommend a teacher for the slot, but felt that I was being selfish as I wanted to nominate two. But your request for language teacher recommendations seemed like fate. As both were language teachers, I would like to nominate Breach Hennigan and Sister Anne, who respectively had the misfortune to teach me Irish and German in the Convent of Mercy, Clare Morris in County Mayo. Ah, the old family estate. They were both so encouraging and dedicated to their role as educators to thousands of people over the years. They were that rare breed of teacher that were respected by every single girl they taught. They both instilled a love of languages in me, and I'm grateful for that 40 years down the line. I'm still willing to learn a language. Both went on to become much respected and loved school principals, and I will always be thankful for their contribution that they made to my life. Catherine, thank you very much. So, Breach Hennigan and Sister Anne are up there. Kim in Kings Norton, I'd like to nominate Mr. Pritchett, my French language teacher. He was good-natured with a twinkle in his eye and a distinctive West Country accent. But his French was excellent, and his ability to teach it was what got me my French GCE 5 years down the line. Even though I was mortified whenever he made me demonstrate to the class how I could roll my R's, the practice made perfect, and I passed the oral with good marks. Please add him to the board. Okay, we've done that. And Keely says, my nomination is Mr. Relay, known as Charles. He was my Latin and Greek teacher for many years in the 90s at Blackheath High School. He was such a fantastic character, never without a bow tie, just like Matt. He really encouraged us, and in sixth form, he hosted revision nights for our small group, introducing us to the lights of posh cheese and decent red wine. This is a proper education.
Clearly.
He was also the English Tiddlywigs champion many times and the world's pairs champion. I could go on for ages about him, but please include him in your roll of honour. All right, OK, well, I dread to think what he would do to this while it's on. But, wow, teachers who introduce you to cheese and tiddlywigs. That's class, that is.
Aircheckdownloads.com.